7702, I just got a general question for you guys. Under the SOP policy for customer service, if someone has a skateboard and on that skateboard they have a box full of cans or, you know, their items, and they're eating the ice cream on one hand and pushing the skateboard with their feet in the other hand to get it out the door, is it the policy that we use the ramp to help them get it out, or how does that work when we are deboarding from the rear? How am I supposed to address that? Am I just supposed to go ahead and cater to this person with letting them off the ramp with the ramp, even though they're not in a mobility device or in a walker? Like, is that still something that we cater to? Or, you know, I mean, just an FYI so I know for future reference later on.
Okay, well, as far as the ramp goes, that's kind of a judgment call, I guess. Safety should always be your number one priority. I've certainly used the ramp many times for people who had lots of items that they need the ramp. People don't always want the ramp, so it's just a kind of a judgment call you have to make.
Okay, copy that. I just don't want to give the impression that I'm catering more towards one customer than the other, just for the simple fact that, like I said, that person's not using both of their hands to deboard. They're not using the rear doors to deboard. They dropped their... And so it's basically up to my discretion then, basically then.
I mean, yeah, I would say it's up to your discretion. I mean, I don't consider it catering to just give good customer service. If you use the ramp for one person who has some, has a lot of items and might need help with the ramp, if you offer it to everybody in that situation, then you're not catering. You know, you're just giving good customer service at that point.
Copy that. And that is addressed in the SOP, correct?
I mean, customer service and safety are addressed in the SOP, correct?
Copy. Thank you.
Thank you. At 1604.